Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
Oh, man, bunch of stuff to get to today. Scumbag, Charles Manson, he passed away. Mel Tillis passed away. Malcolm Young of AC/DC, he passed away. All these people this weekend. An actor from Three's Company passed away. An actor from The Cosby Show passed away. There was a lot of dying this weekend, but fortunately, yeah. If you're listening, you're not dead, even though you might want to be because we're not dead. So, we got to get to What's Your Deal? What's Your Deal Monday? Monday before Thanksgiving. I've got lots of deals, and I always have deals. But
sure,
I think Dana and Joe's deal, far better than my deal. So do you guys have a deal? Did you guys do anything Saturday night? Did you go out in Sacramento? And
may or may not have went out.
Yeah. So?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we went to see Guns N' Roses on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll make it short. But so I was supposed to go to Guns N' Roses with my boyfriend. And last minute, my mom tells me, hey, you remember that time?
Hold on, pause. Are you still calling him your boy? You guys have a daughter together. He's still just your boyfriend?
There's no ring. There's no proposal. So, yes, he's a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's okay. Technical term.
Fair enough.
That's it.
Okay.
So, my mom, back in the 90s, when she was pregnant with my sister, she really wanted to see Guns N' Roses. And my dad was like, absolutely not. You're not going to Guns N' Roses.
I want to hang out with Dana's dad because he sounds like a well-grounded, smart, old-school dude.
So she says this as we're driving around, and Kenny's, you know, in the front seat with me, and she's in the back with our daughter. And I was like, Kenny, you're out. Mom, you're in. And so my mom went with us to the show, and so we met up at Sauce. That was where the river was before the show, and it's a super cool spot. Like, the arena is right in the background behind you, and we had the whole patio, and the food was fantastic. The drinks were even more fantastic.
Yes.
And I was trying to kill this cough, this cold, with some whiskey, but I learned that I did too much whiskey because I was hungover yesterday.
Yeah, I told Dana, I go, so here, one of two things needs to happen. Either you need to start drinking more so you can measure and find your tolerances and what you can consume, or you got to quit drinking altogether. So there's only two ways about it.
I go with option one, Dana.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to find out the measurement.
Yeah.
Every time is it five shots? Is it, you know, a nice glass with one cube, two cubes? Do you want a little water in it? You got to figure out your threshold.
Well, I think the issue, honestly, is just mixing the alcohol because it wasn't just whiskey that I was drinking.
Oh, Dana was drinking others.
Then there was beer.
Oh. There was a lot of beer.
Yeah, then there we got to the thing, and there might have been a mixed drink or six.
Well, I don't know what happened to those because mine might have ended up in some water fountains.
Could have. Maybe the one I
don't know what happened to those.
Ended up there, too.
Yeah.
We just had more drinks than we had hands or mouths to drink and carry. And
oh, that sounds like an awful problem.
Oh, it was.
It was awful.
Terrible problem.
I look at it, and my mom's like, just throw it away. And I was like,
yeah, you know how you throw alcohol away? Down your throat.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
First of all, it was vodka. I don't do vodka.
Why didn't you drink the vodka for, Joe?
Because you know
the
saying, beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. And we started with beer. So after you
drink, how it works both ways.
Yeah, you got to have beer all night long. You can do shots, but if you're going to drink five, six beers on the porch of Sauce before you go in, maybe have some sliders and some chili cheese tots.
Oh,
coffee ate so much food. It was delicious.
Oh, it was so good. The sliders.
You have to stick with what you're drinking.
So what did you drink?
I was drinking 805s all night.
And that's all you had?
And shots.
And
shots
of
Southern Comfort.
I had ordered a cocktail at one point. It was a watermelon lemonade. And I took a sip of it, and I was like, this is so good. And I look at my mom, and I'm like, it's so sweet that this is going to make me puke if I drink it all. So I didn't finish that drink either.
Did it have booze in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the sweet stuff. So, okay, you guys got good and sauced over at Sauce pre-show.
Yep.
How was the show?
The show was actually very good, but I think I lost some of my hearing because it was so loud.
Joe, share with all the River Rockers what you said about how you got anxiety because it wouldn't end.
God.
I said nothing
it was long.
In my world needs to last damn near 4 hours. Nothing. I don't care if it's the best movie in the world, maybe some Ante Luing. Nothing needs to last for 4 hours. That's just too long. And I love Guns N' Roses, but about the 3.5 hour mark,
you were gassed.
I'm getting anxiety. I'm looking at Dana. I'm looking at our buddies. I'm like, why won't this end?
Well, what, and they were playing Chinese here? Democracy crap, too. And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you
just
said,
get to Paradise City
you
already.
You said out of the gate, though, they started smashing Welcome
Brownstone
to the Jungle and doing all the hits.
And, Mr. Brownstone, uh-huh. Yeah.
So they saved all the crap for last.
Yes.
They haven't figured it out after all these years. They never will. And I'm so glad I didn't go.
They'd play a good song, then they would play four crap songs.
Yes, yes, that's true.
How'd an Axl sound?
Well, I mean, you couldn't really hear his vocals.
What do you give him on a percentage-wise, though, Dana? Would you give him, like a 75?
We'll score him 1 out of 10.
I'm going to go, yeah, okay, 1 out of 10. So I'll give him a 4. Because here's the deal. All of his vocals were drowned out, and I think you're right. I think they drowned him out because he couldn't bring it.
Anytime you can't sing, it's the old stage trick, you know, rule number one. When the guy can't bring it, turn up the bass, let's add some guitar, let's give him the drums.
Make the band louder.
Yeah, yeah. You have to.
But they were so loud and overpowering, honestly. But I
would agree.
I was really, really, really happy to hear him do his, you know, his Axl screech. He had that. He was on point with that. You could tell he had to, like, sit there and, you know, like, bring it when he had to do it.
He had to, like, work up to it. Yeah.
He stood still when he was doing it this time.
I have a feeling, like, you know, during some of the parts of, what is it, like, Paradise City and stuff where they kind of talk but still sing.
Yeah, like, where do we go now and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he said, but I think he was, like, breathing, you know. He was, like, taking a breath instead of actually singing. And I was like, okay.
Where do we?
Yeah, he was gassed.
Yeah. Where do we?
But how do you not when you played that many? I mean, they played
long,
like 33 songs.
And Axl lost a ton of weight. He looks really
good. Well, he's been touring.
Yeah.
There's no way he can sit on stage for almost 4 hours and have any respectable amount of decency night in and night out if you're weighing 800 pounds. So he lost weight back with AC/DC, and he has to stay in shape now because that touring will kill him. Plus, the touring is keeping the weight off.
Yeah. You do that for 4 hours a night, there ain't no way you're going to be bulbous. So
what would you score it, Joe?
I'd give him a 6.
Oh, 6?
That's very nice of you, Joe.
Yeah, I'd give him a 6, but that's because I've never seen him live. I really, really looked forward to it, and I really enjoyed the songs that I liked, and I really didn't enjoy the songs that I didn't like. So it was a 70-30 split. For 70% I loved, 30% gave me anxiety down to my toenails.
So had it been a 2-hour show, nothing but the hits, way better.
I think so.
100%. I would have gave him a 10.
Yeah.
See, that's just too much. Now, if you've got a catalog, which they do, if you've got the library of music and you can come out and you're going to do hit after hit after hit after hit, where
which
it's a jukebox.
They should have done.
They should have.
Yeah, that's great, but no one wants to see or hear stuff for 4 hours. If you're not enjoying all of it, now all it is torture. Now you're being waterboarded. Now you're jailed.
Yes.
You know, unless you want to get up and leave.
So I don't have the patience or the ability to sit.
Hey, that's a G&R song. Did they play that one?
They did, and I almost lost my mind because that's one of my favorite songs, and it makes me cry every time I hear it.
And he whistled too, didn't he, Dana?
He did.
Yeah, we were all hugging and dancing back and forth when it was going on.
Yeah, we had a moment during patience.
It was good.
But... I normally get antsy around like the 3-hour mark, and sometimes I'm usually falling asleep by that time with the show. I didn't feel that way during Guns N' Roses at all.
This is the big question in closing. Tickets were over $100, I believe.
Were they really?
Would you have paid? Now that you've seen the show, you know what the show's about. Is that $100 or heavier ticket?
It would be if they only played the hits.
Wow.
I would have paid $100 for the ticket. Yes, I would have, but I would have had even more anxiety knowing that I spent money on that.
Because you guys didn't pay. We got free tickets.
Yeah, because we got free tickets.
All right, well, if you want to share, 766-9370. Lots of stuff on Facebook. I know a lot of people went. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I didn't go, fortunately, because I'd seen him before and I kind of knew what was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be imprisonment for 4 hours with nothing but Chinese democracy crap, but thank God I wasn't there.
I guess he's proud of that record or something.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Just because it took 20 years to release doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
Or we have to wait 20 years to hear it all.
Yeah. So here you go. Here's something you probably didn't hear. A good version of Sweet Child of Mine Saturday night over at Golden One. It's the river.